Blog Talk Radio.
Right there with you
because these are, like I said on last evening, these are lonely times and lonely hours, you know, that you have to just sit and watch the clock tick, tick away until the evening is over. If you have some friends that, you know, a close-knit black family, I would suggest you may get together with them and try to celebrate the best that you can, because like I said, you know, it's never easy. It's not an easy time for those of you that have lost loved ones and sons and daughters and grandparents, you know, and aunts and uncles and friends and constituents that, you know, you come to love. So, you know, in the same token, you know, we just have to stay prayerful. That's the only thing that can help us in this time of year is prayer. Because I miss my mom so desperately. I miss her. I miss her presence. I miss her cooking and telling all of her children to come over, because she has this great big old feast, you know, assembled together, and she's waiting on us to arrive at her home and to take, you know, take in the festivities of her dinner. And so I just miss that, and I have missed that for many years, and still counting, you know. So, you know, all I can say is just, you know, pray and ask God to help you. That's what I would suggest you, just to, you know, tell the Lord, Lord, help me in this area, because like I said, it's never easy, you know, and it seems like it was yesterday for me. It never, you know, it's a never-ending reminder, you know, that she's gone on. I see her as I go, you know, in my daily arrows and my daily life. I can see her through other people's, you know, maybe it's the color from her, maybe it's the hair, the way she wore her hair. So it's always a forever reminder of that loved one that was dear to your heart. But I know that God can bring us, you know, he can bring us peace and contentment in this time in our lives. So I just, you know, would like to encourage you that are listening tonight. I'd like you to know that you're never alone, that God is with you every step of your journey. And so, without any further ado, I will be with you probably 25 minutes now on the clock. And so, without any further ado, I would like you to join me in prayer as we reverence the one and the only, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we shall go down in prayer at this time. So will you bow your heads with me? If you will. May God bless each of you. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. But we know that this earth is not our home, and that you have prepared for those that are living apart from your command. A mansion in reserve, up in the rolling hills of glory. And Father God, we'll just pilgrims. We'll just coming together through this barren land. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a ring of words to those that may or may not know of you as a part of their faith. Father God, I'm asking you to bring to your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that may be hurting deep within the pity of their souls. These and other prayer petitions, Father God, we place at your feet. And we will be so mindful to give your name the glory, all the honor, and praise due unto thee. These and other prayers we ask in thy Son's name. And we shall all in unity say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just hope and pray that you got your good seat, you got comfortable, you got your slippers on, and you got your cushion to position your posture and to just enjoy me bring the word of God as God has given it unto me. And our sermon on tonight entitled, and I'm just going to take my time tonight. I'm going to try not to get in a hurry. I'm so used to, you know, talking fast because I know my time, you know, is up on me. But tonight I'm just going to kind of, you know, take it easy and just let the Lord have his way on tonight. And so, as I first stated, that our sermon on tonight entitled A Vision of God's Real Church. I'll repeat that. A Vision of God's Real Church. And our key scripture will be coming from the law of James 5 and 16. And it reads like this. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you might be healed. That's found in the law of James 5 and 16. And I'd like to share an account of a waitress asked to see a customer's driver's license. And lo and behold, she was shocked when she saw that the photo on the ID, it was her very own picture. The waitress had lost her driver's license a month earlier. And this young woman was using it so she'd have proof she was old enough to drink alcohol. And they summoned the police, and the customer was then arrested and charged with identity theft. We find out that trying to gain what she wanted, she pretended to be someone she wasn't. We know that Jacob, the Old Testament, did some pretending too. With his mother Rebecca, he fooled his father into believing he was his brother Esau, so he could gain the blessed mix of the elder son. That reading is found in the law of Genesis 27. We find out that Jacob got caught after his deceitful act, but it was too late for Esau to receive the blessing. We find out in this day and time that pretending goes on in our churches today. Some people put on a false front. They use the right Christian words. Attend church almost every Sunday and even pray for a meal. They pretend they have it all together in order to gain the approval of others. But inside, they're struggling with broken guilt and doubt or an addiction or a persistent sin. God placed us in a body of believers to support another. Admit that you aren't perfect. Then speak the counsel of a godly brother or sister in Christ. Don't hide your sins and cover them up. We know that pretending there is nothing wrong instead of confessing it and repenting. Then God will fill your heart with love. We know that to be what God intends you to be, don't pretend to be what you're not. We know that the word of God tells us in the last days, many false prophets will arise to deceive believers and the world, as they have already happened. Some people who lead our churches say the real church. And how can we tell? We find out that James makes a point to say that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. That's found in the law of James 5:16. In other words, if you're in the right relationship with Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Thank you. And you pray earnestly, persistently, and with conviction, your prayers would be answered. If that prayer then started with God's will, it will move heaven and earth. We know that such fervent prayer is essential to the church. And a sign that the church is real. The Church of Jesus Christ not only prays for the sick, but experiences supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. The Church of Jesus Christ prays that sinners will be reconciled to Jesus Christ. It is not surprising when people come and seek Him in their midst. In the real church, members pray for confession. Hallelujah. To and teach each other with openness and acceptance. The Church of Jesus Christ also prays for and help reconcile to Jesus Christ those who have wandered away. We know that the real Church of Jesus Christ is a place of healing, a place of reconciling, saying and redeeming. The goal of everything it does is to bring physical, hallelujah, and spiritual and social health and healing to all those it touches. It is a place where the miraculous become commonplace, as its members are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we know that we're living in a day and time where there's a lot of people in the churches that are pretenders to be what they are not. They said they are delivered, but yet they still have some hatred and malice in their heart. They said they are saved and they are spiritually filled, but yet they hold grudges and they have hard-heartedness deep within their soul. And we know that the Bible says that they shall be known by the fruit that they bear. And so we, as a people of God, have to continually stay prayerful for those that need that special deliverance from God, that only God's miraculous power can bring about. We have to keep on praying that deliverance will come. There's a whole lot of us that are saying, I love you, but yet fail to show that in Christianity, in brotherly love, and sisterly love. You wonder, where are the real saints of God? Where have they gone? Does they exist? Yes, we know that they do exist. They are here on planet Earth. And you wonder who is or who isn't. But as I said before, we have to continue to keep those before the throne of God. But deliverance and restriction. Hallelujah. And we know that if we keep the word hidden in our hearts, for the word of God says, thy word that I'm hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And so, to be like Jesus, we have to act like Jesus. To be like Jesus, we have to walk like Jesus. To be like Jesus, we have to live like Jesus. Live according to his command. Living a victorious lifestyle before God and man. Hallelujah. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. And when you have the Holy Ghost, it dwells within your soul. You will have the ability of discernment to see the realness of that person. God gives you those capabilities to discern the real from the unreal. So as I said before, the Bible says to the pretender, those that are not real, but are deceiving themselves as well as others. The Word of God tells us to confess your transactions to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. And that is coming out of the law once again. James 5:15. We know that right now we're living in the last days. We're living in those days that a lot of churches is coming up under every denomination thinkable. But we know what the real church is about. God talks about the real church, about the true church of Jesus Christ. So long as we are grounded and we are edified by the divine word of truth, there is no way we should stir off course. We should be deceived by those that are saying that they are God's sent. When God said in his word, I did not send them, but they sent themselves. We have to be ye separated, says the Lord, and know those that are of God. Those that are God, light will shine where men and women can see their deceit. And God will give the glory and the honor. Tonight, our sermon has been a vision of God's real church. And in it, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to attack your spirit and infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you would like to send any correspondence to the Old Ship of Violence. Have any prayer petitions? You want the Old Ship of Violence to go down in prayer on your behalf? You are jubilee encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. You're encouraged to send your correspondence, attention, Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, Janice, all about God, @yahoo.com. Till we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye. For